Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry. I've been fiddling with iTunes this morning, and my iTunes doesn't want to play for us. So, sorry I didn't have any introductory music there. This is your time to ask your questions about calcium bentonite clay, and for me to do my best to answer them as truthfully as I can. I'm passionate about clay. I'm the author of Living Clay. I have been studying clays for 12 years now, and I'm still fascinated. The more I learn, the more I delve into the chemistry and the mystery and the scientific side of clays, just the more I become a clay believer. And, you know, the simple thing about clay is it gets results, and it's safe, and it doesn't hurt you. So that's the beauty of it. I'm going to go over to our Q&A page and see if we have any questions in queue. And I do. Donna in Pennsylvania, I received samples of rejuvenation and wrinkle-resistant creams. How do you suggest to use them? Apply both or just one at a time? One before the other. Could you say a word or two about each of these two products? I've been using wrinkle release cream and still notice my wrinkles. Okay. Generally, in the morning after you wash your face or you shower, you put the rejuve cream on, and then I take a little of the wrinkle release and kind of in the corner of my eyes where the wrinkles are, I take a little and just kind of pat it on. It's kind of like the old Real Cream commercial, a little dab will do you. And what it does is fluff out the wrinkles. Now, if you have really, really deep wrinkles, it's probably not going to work. But generally, you can do it on one eye and just kind of pat it on and let it dry and give it 30 seconds and then look in the mirror and see if you can tell a difference on one side or the other. For my age of 75, I don't have very many wrinkles. Yes, I have some around my lip lines, but, you know, when you talk and you eat and you chew, you reinvent those all the time during the day, moving your lips, so it's kind of hard to get rid of those. It's the gentle wrinkle lines around your eyes that the product works on. Some people put it on at night and just a thin coat on their whole face and leave it on and sleep with it on at night. It's up to you how you'd like to use it. I have one lady, I think, that puts the wrinkle release on and then the rejuve on. It's personal preference when it comes to that. And thank you for that. And Amy in San Diego, thank you, Perrier, for your dedication and information. What do you suggest for using clay for skin cancer? Appreciate your information. Also, since drinking and bathing in the clay for the past 2 months, I am hemorrhoid pain-free for the first time in over 10 years. Still have the hemorrhoid pile on the end of my anus, but day by day, see what clay might do for this. Any suggestions for this? Well, thank you, Amy, for acknowledging what I do. That always feels good. For skin cancers, you want to put the clay on and let the clay mash the mud on and just let them dry. We don't make cancer claims per se, but I've seen these little skin cancers just dry up and fall off. You just apply it topically. You can do it at night or in the morning on the weekends if you have time to, you know, I don't know if you have them on your arms or your face or your neck area. Bald men get them on their heads. I would just cover the head with clay and sit for a while and let it dry and wash it off and repeat it. And I'm thrilled to hear about your hemorrhoid pain. So drinking the clay, I'm wondering if that has helped your bowel movements. Maybe they weren't so hard and had more frequent, and that relieved some. And sitting in the clay bath is kind of like a hot sitz bath, so that's always good for them. I would take some of the clay mask, the mud, and wear a panty liner on your underwear, and during the day just put some right up over the anus area there. If you want to push some up inside, you can. If you want to make a little suppository, a little soft ball of clay and kind of push it in there and leave it there, you can. But I think just topically on that little puffed up area will help shrink it up even more. And thank you for that. I want to save that, and could I use that as a testimony about the improvements you've seen with your hemorrhoid? That would be a good one. I'm going to talk and move over here to a page and save it. So if I sound like an idiot, you know I can't chew gum and talk at the same time. All right, let's see the next question. Katie, can you speak to using clay for West Nile virus? Yes. You know, I would keep the clay mask with me if I lived in the south in a mosquito area, and particularly after a rain, I would keep that mask, and every time I get an insect bite, I would put it immediately over the place. After you have it, I would start drinking the clay. I would be aggressive. I would start with 1 ounce 3 times a day, and by the end of the week would build up to 2 ounces 3 times a day, and by the next week would be taking 3 ounces 3 times a day. And I would continue that to see if that doesn't help get rid of it. I'm trying to think what some of the symptoms are. If you know the symptoms, like if you get a stomach ache or your pain in your liver or something, you can always do a poultice over a region. If it's in your head, you can do a poultice over your forehead or the back of your neck for headaches. I need to read up a little bit more on the symptoms after you get that. If it's just your lethargic, your immune system is compromised, I would definitely be drinking the clay. It certainly wouldn't help to take a clay bath to detox you and stimulate your lymphatic system. Clay baths are excellent for that. And they just really, I don't know, something about putting clay on and washing it off and your skin just feels like silk. I got up this morning and I had a little rash under one arm, so I thought, I haven't cleaned my lymph glands in a while, so I just put the clay mask on under my arms real good. And then while I was at it, I put it over my liver and the stomach, a thin coat on, and laid back down on the bed and let it dry. And when I got in the shower and washed it off, I still am amazed at how soft my skin feels. There's just something about it that really makes your skin sweet. So you might try that. Joanne Etcher said, my son is 13, nonverbal autistic, and has lots of challenges with fine motor skills, daily living skills. Is there a protocol using clay for autism, the baths, or taking liquid clay? Yes, ma'am. There has been remarkable notices with the first clay bath by parents. Generally, the children calmer, they become more verbal, they make more eye contact. I've had some that were severely autistic that never made eye contact, that only spoke in just one or two words, and in the bath they noticed the change while they were in the bath, in the first bath. So something about the clay opening up their immune system, the children begin to associate the clay with a comfort because they ask for the clay baths. One child calls it his chocolate milk bath. We had one child that was talking some, but not very much, and going to a speech therapist, and the first clay bath, the mother said he just turned into Chatty Cathy. They couldn't stop him from talking. It calmed him down. If he ever has a violent attack, if she can get him in a bath, it immediately relaxes him and calms him down. He was making more eye contact. He got along better with his brother, and even his speech therapist noticed a difference after he started taking the clay baths in his progress. So I would definitely give him the clay baths. He's 13. I would give him like a tablespoon of the liquid clay. You can do it 3 times a day. My grandson looks at it and he won't drink it, but if I put it in the apple juice, he'll drink it. But you might put it in applesauce or a pudding cup. I don't know if he's on a strict diet and doesn't have any dairy, but you can find, you know, oatmeal, something like that you can camouflage it in and they don't even know. I know one lady makes applesauce cookies with applesauce and oatmeal and raisins, and I think we have the recipe on the aboutclay.com site under recipes, and keep them in your refrigerator, and they're soft, but she puts the clay in them, and sometimes you can get the clay in them that way. I don't know how many cookies you'd have to get a regular dose, but I would start them on drinking it. Let's start them at a tablespoon three times a day. And, you know, if you're getting good results and you want to increase that, you can go to an ounce three times a day. It's going to help him get rid of parasites. It's going to balance his acidity. It helps support his immune system. There are a lot of benefits to doing that. But definitely the clay bath. I would definitely use at least one cup of clay for the clay baths. Mix it according to directions. There are videos on the About Clay site. When you go to clay information and you scroll down all the way down on the right hand side, there are two videos on how to mix it for a liquid and how to mix it for the clay bath. That'll just walk you right through the process. But I would love to hear back from you and know how he responds to the clay bath. And I'm expecting wonderful things for you. It's not, it's not, you know, an overnight permanent fix. You may have to keep doing the clay baths. And like the lady said, when her son got all upset and he was having kind of a panic attack, and she was able to get him in the bath water, and he immediately calmed down. So try that and see how it works, and I'd love to hear back from you. Thank you. All right, let's see if we have any more questions coming up. There are lots of testimonials on aboutclay.com. If you'll go to testimonials, and if they're in categories, and look at the ones on autism. And I think that will help you to understand how it's helping these children. I'm amazed at the fact that it can work so fast that while they're in their first bath, they start making changes, noticeable changes. It's one of the mysteries of how clay works. Just the baths are absolutely wonderful for any and everybody. We've even given some infants clay baths. They are very relaxing. It sort of opens the chi in the body, and it gets circulation going, and it balances the body. It's all about balance, and you're very relaxed. I know I always sleep better after a clay bath. So if you haven't had a clay bath yet, I hope you'll consider that. And I'm going to go over to the phone line and see if anybody, we have quite a few people on the phone line today. If you have any questions you would like to ask, if you will press star 2 on your phone, I can open your line and you can ask a question, and we can hear your request as well. So that's star 2 if you have any questions. I'll just talk a little bit about clay. If we have new people here, it's volcanic ash. It's supercharged with the volcano with an energy in it, and it's been dormant for 43 million years as it's evolved into bentonite clay from the volcanic ash. It has to land in an inland water supply, either a creek or a river or a lake or an inland sea, and you get sodium from the salt water deposits, and you get a sodium bentonite, and you get the calcium from the land. What's calcium, magnesium, or potassium clay base? Those are the cation exchange minerals in clay. But the clay has an energy in it, and it, when you hydrate it with water, it activates the clay. And when you take it internally, it'll start working in your mouth. It'll pull the bacteria between your gums. A lot of people brush their teeth with the clay, and they swish with the little clay water, particularly in the morning after you sleep, and it kind of gets rid of that morning breath. Drinking the clay helps with bad breath and gas and all sorts of body releases. The body is trying to release things. That's when we have gas on our stomach, and it's got to come out somewhere. So it either comes out in a burp or a fart. And the clay helps neutralize that eruption that's happening inside your gut. And like I say, if you swish with it in your mouth, it's very good for your gums. I pack my gums at least, if not weekly, twice a month with powdered clay. I put a little ridge on the handle of my toothbrush, pull my cheek out, and deposit it between my cheek and gum. It's a little messy. You know, you'll get some on your lip. You just kind of lick it off or your tongue. But the saliva will stick it in place in your mouth, and it will kind of hold it in place against your gums, and you can sleep with it in all night. Take a little slip of clay and wash it off your tongue and leave it around your gums, and it pulls the bacteria out and it tightens those gums. And we've had a lot of people with large gum pockets that it has tightened them and firmed them up. So that's one good way. And then as it goes down, it works on the esophagus, it goes into the stomach, it wants to balance the body. It doesn't want to over-alkalize, under-alkalize. Clay is all about balance. It's homeostasic. So it has an internal thermometer, so to speak, and it knows what the body needs, and it goes to that place and brings it into that state. I know that sounds preposterous, but I've just seen it used so many times in the things that it does. It coats your stomach. People with stomach ulcers, lots of stomach discomfort and bloating. It starts in the stomach and the lower intestines. And as it goes through, it coats. When you put it in a glass liquid and drink it, you will notice there's a coating in the glass. And when you reach in to wash it out with your finger, it's very slippery. So clay is slippery when it's wet, and it leaves that coating. And that's why when I drink it, I like to drink the more concentrated dose and then leave it alone for about 30 minutes before I drink water. I don't want to dilute it in water. I want that coating effect for my colon, my stomach, and just all the way down, because it helps heal any kind of inflammation, irritation, irritable bowel syndrome, pockets in your colon. And I'm getting more and more people telling me how many parasites they have seen themselves release. You may have to build up to 3 ounces three times a day to get rid of the parasites and keep it up for a minimum of 21 days. That's approximately how long it takes an egg to hatch and go through the larva state to the adult state to be eliminated from the body. So you may the first time get rid of parasites and see them in your stools, but you may also have some eggs and larvae still lodged in there, stuck in the crevices. So when they hatched out, that's why it's important to take it for 21 days to clean those parasites out. Another thing was noticed is sometimes the parasites get through the colon wall and into the abdomen or the liver even. One lady had tapeworms in her liver, and she started doing a poultice over her liver, and she was drinking, well, she started out with that deal, she was built up to half a cup of clay, and she had terrible issues with her colon, so she went up and was drinking a cup three times a day. And when they went back and checked for the parasites, they were gone, and she had had 4 cysts on her liver, and the cysts were gone. So the poultice over the liver, when you start a liver poultice, you want to do it for an hour at a time, build up over a week, and then you can leave it on for a longer period of times and eventually overnight. But I had another lady that had a stomach problems, and she put the clay poultice over her belly where that pain was, and the next day she passed what looks exactly, and she sent me a picture of them, and they do look like liver flukes. So putting it over her stomach stimulated them to release and get out of the body. So it's remarkable on that. And unfortunately, all of us are walking around with parasites, and we get them daily. You know, we can get rid of them, but they may be on your vegetables. You just don't see them there. It's one of those microscopic things that we pick up that we need to be cleansed from. I got a call yesterday from a lady with Lyme's who is so excited. She's only been on the clay a week. She's feeling better. And she was telling me she had been checked by this doctor, and they said she was free of parasites. And then she started taking the clay and passed all these worms in her stool and even took it to show the doctor, and he wouldn't even look at it. The clay pulled it out. So it's just amazing how that happens, and sort of a blessing. I'm going to run back over and see on the questions if we have any more questions coming in. Where are our questions today with that many? Oh, here we go. They're hiding out here. Rachel, is it possible to detox from heavy metals from dental work by taking a clay bath? How much clay should I put it directly on my skin or put it in the bath? How often do I do this, before or after a sauna? If you have a sauna and take a sauna and then get into a clay bath, you're going to get great detox results, because the sauna helps open the pores of your skin, and then getting in the clay bath with the hot water, the pores are open and the clay is already ready to go to work. Generally, 1 cup clay bath, if you know you're highly, highly toxic, I would probably go to a cup and a half or 2 cups. Okay, heavy metals from dental work. Now, I'm assuming you're talking about mercury. The mercury, leaking mercury amalgam fillings get into our body. Yes, clay gets out any heavy metals that are stored in the body. If they're in your dental work and they're leaking, you're daily ingesting the mercury. When the kidney and liver, their purpose is to filter out these toxins, and the lymph gland is to filter them out and eliminate them through the urine and the bowel movements. When they get so caught up and have so much homework to do, they can't get to all of the toxins. Then the toxins get stored in our body in the soft tissues and joints. And over time, we start having problems. Our immune system becomes compromised, and we lose energy. We have no energy. We feel bad all over. And it's definitely time to detox. I do have some people that will put the clay mask on their skin, stand in their bathroom for about 15 minutes, let it start drying, and then get into the regular clay bath with the clay in the bath water and soak, you know, with it on their skin. I always like to take a towel and roll up behind my head and scrunch down in the water as far as I can. You want to take a wash rag and keep the clay circulating. It'll tend to sort of settle at the bottom, but you want to keep it circulating, kind of stir it around. You may want to take a cup and pour over you, pour over your chest, your neck. If you want to go under the water, that's good too. When you get off out, you don't have to rinse off. Don't get in a shower. Just dry off, and your skin is going to be feel baby soft. If any little tiny particles of clay are there, it's not going to feel like sand on your skin. Believe me, you can dry off and your skin's going to feel baby soft. If there is any there, the effect is going to keep working and it's going to be good. But yes, if you do have a sauna, I would do that. When you put it on your skin, you want to put the topical clay, the clay mask, and then when you get into the clay, you want the mixed according to directions. Please mix it in a blender. As long as you mix it in a blender, there are no lumps in the clay, and it'll go down the drain without harming your pipes. If you try to sprinkle it in, not only you can get powder all over your, clay powder all over your bathroom, it's impossible to do without getting lumps. I've seen people try to take a whisk and whip them out, but in that much water, it's impossible to get it all dissolved. But if you'll put it in a blender and it will emulsify it into a liquid and then just add it to your bath water, just be sure and wash your blender blades. If you're in a really hot bath, you want to take some water or an electrolyte drink, because when the pores are opening and the hot water is pulling everything out, it's sort of like an athlete running and sweating, and some people get kind of woozy. It's like being in a hot tub too long. They warn you not to stay over 15, 20 minutes if the hot tub is a certain temperature, because you may faint and go under the water and drown. We've heard of cases like that. So drink some water. Stay hydrated. Stay hydrated. It's pulling so much out, you want to keep, it's like an athlete running down the football field. You want to keep hydrated. You may get leg cramps if you get too dehydrated. So that's a simple solution there. Is there a protocol for Lyme's disease? Thank you. For Lyme's disease, I would be aggressive. I would be aggressive in drinking the clay and in taking the clay baths, applying it over areas like your stomach or your liver or your kidneys. If you do it over a body organ, do one at a time, and when you start, just do them for an hour at a time. Put the clay mud either on your kidneys or your liver, but don't do the kidney and the liver both at the same time, or the kidney and the liver and the stomach at the same time. It can be kind of strenuous if you do all your body organs at the same time. So do them one at a time. Drinking the clay seems to be one of the biggest things that helps, but taking clay baths as well. Those are the two things. And for Lyme disease, you need to be aggressive. You may need to go to a half a cup of clay 3 times a day. Start at 2 ounces 3 times a day for a couple of days, then go to 3 ounces 3 times a day. I have one lady who drinks a half a cup of clay 3 times a day every day, just because it's given her such wonderful results with her colon and saved her from having the surgery and being on a bag. She's going to join me on the show, not next Thursday, but the Thursday after. Let me look at my calendar here. On the 12th, next Thursday, she's joining me for the Lifestyle Seminar. And she's from Canada. She had amazing results, and she's helped other people. She helped a gentleman that had cirrhosis of the liver. She gave him the aggressive protocol, and his hep C is gone. They had given him 6 months to live, and he only had 5% of his liver left. And after 6 months, his liver had returned to 30% of his liver had returned. So, yes, be aggressive in drinking the clay and in taking the clay baths. I think those two for Lyme's disease, and also doing poultices if you feel you need it over different areas, different organs in the body. Sometimes on your lymph glands, under your arms and by your legs where those lymph glands are. Okay, Sally in Dripping Springs, is there a good protocol for weight loss or diabetes? Some people with diabetes notice that their blood sugar is lower and more manageable. It's on an individual basis. You just need to monitor while you're taking it and see how it's working for you. That's drinking the clay. And again, I would drink at least 2 ounces 3 times a day. If you're not getting the results you want, go up to 3 ounces 3 times a day. For weight loss, the people who've lost weight were drinking quite a bit of clay. I had one lady that was drinking 3 ounces 3 times a day, and occasionally in between she would drink it. if she got hungry, she'd go drink some clay because it filled her up, and she lost her craving for sweets and chocolates right away. But she was drinking lots and lots of water. She said, I kept water with me everywhere during the day. I drank water at night. And she went from a 3X to an 18, I believe it was, in a year's time. So she lost several dress sizes there, but she was drinking lots of clay and then lots of water during the day. You don't want to drink water immediately after taking the clay. Wait at least 30 minutes before start drinking your water because you want the coating effect on your insides. All right, good questions here today. Karen in Kansas City, my dog has a large tumor on the chest. Will a clay poultice get rid of it? How long should I do it? It really looks bad. I would definitely put the clay poultice over the area. You may have to clip her hair around the area, put it on, and if you can put some plastic wrap over it, and maybe you have to get some gauze to wrap around her to keep it in place. That's the hardest thing to do. I would change it 3 times a day if you can. It may pull it out or start dissolving it. We've had results with that. Again, I don't like to make cancer claims. We don't know if this is benign. I know it dissolves a lot of benign tumors, and we've had dogs and cats with tumors that they put the clay directly on it, and it has shrunk or disappeared. So definitely do that. Let us know how it works. And it might start oozing and weeping. Don't be alarmed. It's cleaning it out. It's a good sign. It's a sign that the clay is working, so keep it on there. It will probably get red and more inflamed looking at first. Clay has a tendency, if it is cancerous, to pull the cancer back to the point of origin. So it's going to bring it right to the surface and back, sort of keep it from spreading. And sometimes it gets more inflammation at first, but this is a sign it's working, so don't stop. Rachel in Springfield, what is the dosage to detox from heavy metals, taking them internally? I have candida issues as a result of metals, as well as a leaky gut problem. I would do a minimum of 3 ounces 3 times a day of the liquid clay, up to a half a cup 3 times a day. With candida, you have to be aggressive because it fluctuates according to what you eat and to your stress, and they multiply very fast. So the clay may get it under control, and then if you're having a stressful day or eating something with sugar or something that feeds the bacteria, they're going to multiply real quickly, and you'll have a yo-yo effect. So stay aggressive with it. Again, use a poultice over your stomach area, and okay, she wanted the, yeah. So I would with candida, a minimum of 3 ounces 3 times a day and go up to a half a cup 3 times a day. It's going to help your gut, your leaky gut, irritable bowel syndrome, ulcerative colitis. The lady that's going to join me next week has an amazing story to tell about her healing with clay. She took it with her and used it in the hospital. And the bottom line is, after 4 months on clay, when she finally had to have surgery, now they had originally wanted to remove most of her colon, and she'll tell you this in her own words next week. They wanted to remove and warned that she might have to wear a bag the rest of her life, that they may have to remove that much of her colon. Her family has a history of colon problems and a weakness in the colon. Eventually, she had to have surgery. When they got in there, they only removed 8 inches. And when she woke up, there were 5 doctors around her, and they wanted to know what she had been doing in the last 4 months since they'd been treating her. that changed her colon from that of a 70-year-old to that of a 20-year-old. And so she got their attention. But she smuggled the clay into the hospital with her and was taking it. And after the surgery, she can tell you her story, how she used it over the staples, and her healing progressed. And the doctor was amazed that she was like 4 weeks advanced on the healing. In a week or two's time, when they took the staples out, and the doctor commented that the staples had rusted. So it's an amazing story. She's going to join me. She can tell you a lot of other stories, even with pets. She has pets, and all of her dogs are on pets. She and her husband have a dog business, and we're going to have a lot of good information there. So, all right. I'm going to go back over to the phone lines. And do we have anyone on the phone line with a question today? If you will press star 2, it will open your line. That's star 2. And I'm not seeing any response here. I'm going to run back over to the Q&A question page one more time, because sometimes I have a lagging question. I'm not seeing anything coming in. Our time is up for today. Please join me next week on the 12th. Wait a minute. I've got this all wrong. The 12th is the lifestyle seminar. The 26th is when my friend is going to be joining me. And we're going to have her deal. It'll be sent out. We'll send out notices. And her name is Marg, and she lives in Canada. She has some fascinating healing stories to tell about her and others. She has just has a following of people who are excited about what she has done and how she has healed. So, again, I'm always available. I think you can find my phone number and my email address on in the archives when Cheryl sends the archive out to you, or the recordings of the programs. And you're welcome to call me anytime with a personal question. Thank all of you who have participated today and sent your questions in. And I hope you have a wonderful day. Now go drink some clay. This is Perrier signing out.